Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And once again, we go to the front lines of history in the making as we speak. Today, first of all, we're going to Luke. It's snowing like crazy in Milwaukee right now. Luke, what's the snow situation, weather situation over in Madison right now?
Yeah, so we got a big snow drift in last night as well. It was weird because they said it was going to start around 6 p.m. last night, and I went to bed probably closer to 9 and nothing. So I was kind of thinking that the meteorologist had this one wrong. There was going to be a big nothing burger with this snowstorm, and then I woke up shortly after 4, and lo and behold, we got about 5 inches, maybe more in some parts here in Madison. So just drove in westbound on the Beltline. Conditions are pretty slow right now. Probably max speeds of going 40 miles an hour on the Beltline. And that's east and westbound. So if you're going anywhere this morning, give yourself some extra time. Take some caution. There's not a whole lot of the side roads that have been plowed. Our studios here are on the west side of Madison. And I had a hard time almost just getting to the parking lot for the studio. So you got to take some time. The plows are still going out. The Beltline is somewhat plowed, but still slippery. So give yourself an extra 10, 15 minutes to get to where you're going this morning.
Terrific. Yeah. And in Milwaukee, the same. Tough. The plows are out in the city itself. But if you're anywhere in Milwaukee, Madison, or anywhere in between or south, or any of the exurbs and suburbs of Milwaukee and Madison, be careful. Be careful driving. Give yourself plenty of time. Drive very slowly, very, very slowly. Good. We're going to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot happened last night. A lot happened last night. First of all, the articles of impeachment were delivered to the Senate. And you go, okay, great. Well, Matt, you told us yesterday they would be. Yes, I did. And they were. And the reason for that is it triggers, it's a jurisdictional trigger. Once they are delivered to the Senate must, under the Constitution, start an impeachment trial. It has no discretion, no choice. And especially now with Democrats in the majority, Chuck Schumer is majority leader because it's 50-50. But the Vice President, Kamala Harris, has the tie-breaking vote, make it 51-50. So what they're going to do is, and I think it's a pretty good compromise. It's not really a compromise. It's in our benefit. And when I say our benefit, it's the American people's benefit. But it's what the Democratic Party wanted. And that is, today, Tuesday, the senators will be sworn in as jurors. That starts the trial. That is constitutionally compliant. And then what they're going to do is adjourn the trial for further proceedings and spend the next 2 weeks confirming Joe Biden's cabinet appointments and getting to work on the $1.9 trillion corona relief bailout package. And we're going to talk about that, and that's going to take some time. And then the rest of the trial, the guts of the trial, with the already sworn jurors, the 100 senators, starts on February 8th. The last time, I think it lasted 3 weeks. This time, it's going to be a lot less than that. The evidence was all on television for everybody to see. And the jurors, the voters, the senators, were also the victims. They are the ones who basically got out of there with minutes to spare. Mike Pence is in the Senate, and he got out of there maybe with a minute or two to spare. And if that one Capitol officer hadn't decoyed them, the bad guys decoyed those people the other way, they would have broken in, and they were a rabid mob. They were a rabble. At that point, they were all ginned up. If they had found Mike Pence, they were shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," or "Nancy Pelosi, where's Nancy?" They would have torn them apart, literally torn them apart, murdered them, murdered them. They murdered a cop. They would have murdered them. And we avoided possibly the worst catastrophe in Capitol history by just a slim margin. And that invasion actually is the worst catastrophe physically in the Capitol, certainly since some Puerto Rican nationalists in 1954 took guns into the gallery and shot congressmen on the floor. And we don't expect this will happen again, which is one reason why, with the 25,000 National Guard members, many of them are going to be going home soon, but at least 5,000 are going to stick around through the impeachment trial to make sure that a lot of no-goodniks, QAnon types, that kind of thing, people with horns, fur hats, war paint, some of them in civilian clothes, in disguise, don't hang around and try to invade the Capitol again. Now, Moscow Mitch, that crafty little Moscow Mitch caved. He caved. How did Moscow Mitch cave? Moscow Mitch, because it's 50-50, held up the organizing resolution for the Senate. What's that organizing resolution? It's basically, this is what the Senate's going to be. It's 50-50. We've sworn in the three new people, the two Georgia Democrats, and the replacement for Kamala Harris in California. We got to put them on committees. But without an organizing resolution, believe it or not, the Republicans, the holdover committees from the last Congress, continue until the organizing resolution is passed. And because it hadn't been passed, because Moscow Mitch said he'd veto it and it would take 60 votes to overturn it, the chairman of the committees were still Republican. They're still Republican. As of last night, they were Republicans, Republican chairman. They weren't in the majority. So that Moscow Mitch said, well, I will agree not to do this if you agree not to get rid of the filibuster. And I saw an interview with Chuck Schumer last night. He was very, very good on the Rachel Maddow show. And Chuck Schumer said, he just smiled like the cat who ate the canary. And he goes, I'm not going to give away my tactics, but if Moscow Mitch doesn't come correct with some respect, I will take care of his business. And then Moscow Mitch caved about it. Actually, he caved while that was being aired. It had been taped earlier in the day. Now, here's what's going on. The filibuster requires 60 votes, cloture, to stop it. And in the old days, in the civil rights days, it was used to block civil rights legislation. Southern senators would get up and they would read. They'd read the Bible. They would read Shakespeare. They'd read some book, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, I mean, some 1,000-page book. And everybody would snore. And then when they needed to sleep, they would yield to another right-wing Southern senator, and he'd start reading something else. Well, and that would go on. That would go on for days, many days. Now, what happened was the Republicans, our party, frankly, under Obama and under the Democratic Senate majority and when he was elected, caved. They would just raise their pinky and say, we filibuster, okay, it takes 60 votes, and we'd walk away. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. The irony is that a simple majority can get rid of the 60-vote filibuster. Simple majority, which we have now, could say, okay, no more filibuster. Moscow Mitch did that for Supreme Court appointments. We should have had 60 votes for those appointments, and these people never would have gotten on there. Moscow Mitch said 60 votes. We don't want that. Just simple majority. My feeling is, why don't we do the same thing to them? And you don't have to come right out of the gate and say, on everything. You can say, well, if you negotiate in good faith, great. If you don't, getting rid of the filibuster for this bill. I think what's going on, reading between the lines, is that Schumer and the Democrats had decided if Moscow Mitch would filibuster the organization resolution itself that kept us off committees, they would have gotten rid of the filibuster for that purpose. And he was afraid of that. And he knows that we have two senators, Manchin of West Virginia and Sinema of Arizona, who are in tough conservative states. They can't vote to get rid of the filibuster and get reelected in those states. So they say, well, you know, we're not going to do it under any circumstances. But they would have done it to Moscow Mitch if he'd continued to obstruct the organizing resolution. There's a lot of inside baseball, but it's very important inside baseball. As a result of this, not only is Schumer majority leader, he already was, but we will have Democratic chairs in every committee setting the agenda, issuing the subpoenas. Very, very important. Committees do a lot of work, a lot of good work if it's for the Democrats, very bad work. Remember Devin Nunes, when he was a committee chairman, scurry over to the White House at night and rat things out, confidential things to Trump so Trump could change his testimony to Mueller. Disgusting. It was a terrible thing. Anyway, that's where we stand. Moscow Mitch caved, so they're not getting rid of the filibuster in general. It's already been gotten rid of for Supreme Court and federal judge appointments, and we're going to keep that situation. Now, the impeachment articles have been delivered. Jurors, i.e. the senators, sworn in today. Trial not going to go forward till February 8th. Gives every time to get ready. Trump hire a lawyer, that kind of thing. But who's going to preside over the trial? Constitution says that the Chief Justice shall preside over the trial. Chief Justice Roberts took a dive. He chickened out. He's AWOL. He's missing in action. He won't do it. As a result, Patrick Leahy, the president pro tem of the Senate, will be the judge. How is that possible? How is that possible? In a very convoluted piece of interpretation, Roberts does not want to be associated with this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on.